Welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. I'm Mace Haroff, and this is where medical sales professionals and candidates who want to break into the industry come to get real insight, real strategies, and real results. Let's get into it. If you've been trying to get into medical sales for more than a few months, and it feels like nothing is working, this video is going to tell you why. I'll say about getting into medical sales what I say about medical sales. There's no right or wrong way to break in or to sell. There's only what works and what doesn't work. But after four decades in this industry, here's one thing that I'm seeing, which is very common. There are lots of people who are out there saying, I could help you break into medical sales. And the people who are doing this, some of them, they've only been in medical sales for 2 or 3 years. They've applied and been accepted into one job, and suddenly they're experts. So be very careful who you're taking information from, because there's a lot of people who want to take your money more than they want to help you get a job. You see, this is a very, very different industry and different job application process than there are in many other segments of the work world. Medical sales is a job where you're working with healthcare professionals, people who are making decisions, diagnosis, and treating people's health. It's really one of the highest stakes endeavors that there is, if you think about it. That's what they do. So every decision they make, even a buying decision, has to be based not only in trust, but also in solid science. And when something's working, as it is in most situations, the average doctor or other healthcare professional is going to stay with whatever they're doing. They're going to keep using a product if that product is working for them. What this means is that the average person coming in, a sales rep with a product, they really don't want to talk to them. The average doctor or healthcare professional doesn't want to consider changing what they're doing unless there's a problem. Now, that's not to say they're not interested in learning about advancements in products and in the industry in general. Look, right now, we are in one of the biggest changes in information the world has ever seen with AI, artificial intelligence. So there may be a lot of curiosity about that. And sure, a healthcare professional wants to see what's new. But at the end of the day, here's what they want. They want to be able to sleep, and they want to know that whatever they're doing to treat their patients, it's not going to harm them, and it's going to work. So what does this have to do with you if you're trying to get into medical sales? Well, it means that you are looking to enter a job where the resistance is built in. There's a lot of people who don't want to see you, and they want to find a way to tell you no as quickly as possible. Now, let's put on the hat of the hiring manager to put this into perspective. If you're looking to hire someone to take one of your valuable territories, you want to make sure, as certain as possible, that this person is going to be able to rise to the challenge. And when I say challenge, the challenge is real, especially when you're starting out in a territory. Nobody knows you. You're the new person coming in with a product. And maybe they remember the old rep and they like the old rep, or maybe they never let that rep in the door. That's not the point. The point is you're starting from scratch and you have to be able to persevere and break through the roadblocks that all of these new prospects and customers are going to throw in front of you. And if you're new and you really haven't gotten into this, there's a lot of them. There used to be one or two people who try to block you from getting in. Now there are committees. I mean, there are a slew of people where if they could keep you out, they're going to do that because ideally they want to stay with what works. That's not to say they don't have problems that they're looking to solve. But you're the person who has to come in and convince them, number one, that there is a problem that can be improved, and number two, that you're the person to do it. So back to the hiring manager. You've been applying, you've been waiting, you've been following up, nothing is happening. I want you to understand that this isn't your background, it's not bad luck, there's a specific reason why you haven't heard back, and why most candidates never get in. The good news is it's fixable. So here's the real problem. The job board strategy, it makes you ignorable before anyone even reads your name. Why is that? Well, you're one of hundreds of identical looking applicants who are applying for the same job. That's the way it is. This is very competitive when you're getting in. So what does that tell you? If you're competing against hundreds of people, it means you have to stand out. You can't be just one of the crowd. That's what I mean. This is a very competitive environment once you get in. So they're looking for how well you could compete during the application process. But it's built a little differently, especially at the beginning. You see, there are HR filters. There's the ATS, the applicant tracking system. And then there are recruiter incentives, and there's all kinds of automated screening that's working against you. You see, the system was not designed to help you stand out. It was designed to narrow the field as fast as possible. So if you keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, you're going to have a very, very long wait. Here's what the typical candidate does. They'll wait until they're more ready. They'll submit some resumes, and then they'll see what happens. And if they're not getting any traction, they'll try to bone up. They'll maybe take more training, read more books, and figure that, or they'll get a certification. Sure, if I'm certified, then maybe that'll help me get in. And it might, but there are some other things that matter. The biggest problem is that if you're not getting called back, you're ignorable. That's the problem. What's the solution? The solution is to become unignorable. You see, the candidates who treat the job like a sales process, because it is, they're the ones who get noticed. They stop applying and they start prospecting. If you're new to sales, you might not understand what prospecting is. Prospecting is when you start identifying those candidates in your territory who could use your product, who would benefit from using your product, whose patients would benefit from using your product. You have to identify them first. So what you're doing is you're prospecting a little bit in reverse. You are putting yourself up to show the hiring managers that you're someone who has what it takes. You want them to see that. And you really want to interview them as much as they're interviewing you. So there's a couple of different ways of doing this. You know about job boards. You know about recruiters. One of the most effective ways to really show that you have what it works, and it's not the only way. And by the way, I do not espouse just doing one thing and not doing anything else. I espouse taking a multi-layered approach because you don't know which one's going to work. But here's one that's been incredibly effective. Again, I want you to understand that I've been in this industry for over 40 years. Yeah, I'm not a youngster, as they say, but I've seen a lot. And for the last 20 years, I've been consulting, training, speaking at events, and I've also been helping companies to do hiring. And one of the things you learn about when you're helping companies do hiring is you get a feel for which candidates have what it takes. And it's those who take a sales approach with you, with the entire process from the beginning. They don't treat it like a job. They treat it like a sales call. Because ultimately, that's what it is. When you are trying to get hired, think of it as an audition. Because that's what you're doing. You're auditioning for a part. You're auditioning for a role. So if you take a direct approach, okay? What is a direct approach? The direct approach is where you identify the person who's doing the hiring or the people who are doing the hiring, or you identify some people who could lead you to the people who do the hiring. And here's something to realize. It's not limited to companies where there is an open role. You could do this with every medical device company or distributor that sells products in your area or wherever you want to live if you're focusing on a particular geographic area. The direct approach means you identify someone who could hire you or lead you to someone who can hire you, and you reach out to that person and you have a conversation with them. Now, what is the basis of that conversation? The basis of that conversation is that you are a medical sales professional or an aspiring medical sales professional, and you want to find out what it is they're looking for. And if they don't have an open territory right now, and most of them probably won't if you're doing the outreach, you want to find out what it is they're looking for. And then you want to position yourself as the ideal person for when a territory will open up. And a territory might open up. Or even if a territory isn't open up, they might be looking for an assistant sales representative to work with one of their other current salespeople. And this is a great way for you to break in the door. Or maybe they're looking for someone to help them work in the office or the warehouse, planning and distributing products, making deliveries. You see, you want to show that you're different than the typical candidate who's waiting for a job to open up, submits an application, and then waits for someone to call them. You are the one who's running to the fire. You are the one who's going to create your own opportunities. This is what makes the difference. Now, again, it's not the only way, but most people applying leave out the direct approach. And in the 20 years that I've been consulting, I've helped countless people get in doing it exactly this way. And the way I started doing it this way is because the typical person who would get in touch with me and ask for help, they didn't have any medical sales experience. If you're going through recruiters, if you're going through job boards, they're looking for people with experience primarily. Now, not exclusively, but let's think about it. Let's look at the recruiter. When you go through a recruiter, how is a recruiter paid? Are they paid by you? Are you paying the recruiter to help you get a job? No. So who's paying them? A client. And the client is paying them not to bring in someone with no experience that they're going to have to teach everything to. The client's paying them to select someone who's going to be a medical sales professional who is going to succeed. And when I say succeed, I mean succeed for a period of time. You see, here's what happens. When a company hires someone, hires a new rep, they invest money into training them. They give them a territory, and it's going to take them some time to really develop a presence in that territory and to develop trust. So this isn't a fast process. If they hire someone who doesn't work out and they have to replace them, or if that person gets frustrated and leaves, that's very expensive. They've lost money. And that's not the way to hire. So when you go to a recruiter to hire someone for you, it is that recruiter's job to get the best candidate with the highest likelihood of succeeding. That recruiter is not going to look primarily for someone with no experience. They're going to be looking for someone with experience first. So that makes people with no medical sales experience kind of on the outside. They have a chance, but they're not the best candidates in the eyes of the recruiter or the companies that hired a recruiter. So for these people, I suggest to you, if you're in this category, your best chance of becoming unignorable, of becoming noticed, this happens with a direct approach. Because you're reaching out, you're making a sales call, and the product you're selling, it's you. You're the product. And you're going to conduct the process the same way you would conducting the sale. That's what gets attention. And you might get a little pushback. And that's good when you do, because you're going to show them how you handle that pushback. You see, when you do this, you just move from being someone who's easy to dismiss to being someone who's unignorable. And I want you to understand, that's a choice. You have that choice. It's not a circumstance. You're in control. So what's the first step? Where do you start now? Well, I suggest to you that one of the best places you could start is to find out where you stand. Listen, everybody I talk to, the typical candidate has graduated from college. Maybe they have a graduate degree. They've done reasonably well in school. They might have come from the military, where they're very structured, they've succeeded, they've done well. People coming from the military make excellent candidates because they have great work habits, they're very organized, and they have the mindset of wanting to win. Those who've played team sports, the same thing. But you don't need to have any of these. You just need to be able to show that you have what it takes to win in this field, that you are unignorable, that you're going to take the steps to do the preparation that the average medical sales candidate will not do. And then you're going to position yourself as someone who's ready to step into the territory on day one and do the job. There's not many people who can do that, but this is what I right now spend a good portion of my time doing, helping them to do exactly that. So where do you start? The first thing, let's see where you are. Let's see where you stack up to the other candidates you're competing against. To do this, I created a free assessment. It's called the Unignorable Hiring Score Assessment. And what you do is you have the option of either submitting your resume or not submitting your resume. And then it will ask you a series of questions. And how you answer questions is going to provide you incredible insight on where you stack against these other candidates. And by the way, it's free, if I didn't already say that. So the only reason not to take it is because you might not want to know the results. And I will warn you, most candidates who take this assessment are pretty shocked by the results that they get. But the other side of the assessment, it tells you what you got to do to fix it. And once you do this, you're going to know exactly what to do to become a better candidate. And the reality, the steps that it advises, it's relatively simple. Not always easy, but simple. So if you want to check out the Unignorable Hiring Score, go to medicalsalesacademy.com, and when you get to that site, you click on the box that says you are a candidate, you're looking to break into medical sales, and you will see several buttons on that page, which will take you to the free Unignorable Hiring Score. I will also put a link to it in the comments below this video. So that's it. If you're not getting any traction, if you're not getting reactions, there's a reason why. And the reason? Right now, you're easy to ignore. The system's not designed to give you a chance to rise to the top. You're going to have to do that. And the best way to do that is to take the steps I'm talking about for you to become unignorable. I'm Mace Haroff. Thanks for listening to this podcast or watching this on the Medical Sales Channel. And I hope to see you again in the near future, where every week I will be posting information about how to break in and how to succeed in medical sales. Talk to you again soon.